Sunday night, Vahalocha or Yud Aleph Sivan. Okay, when a Balkari makes a mistake, which is bound to happen, especially if you're getting Bar Mitzvah, the question is, when do you correct the Balkari or not? So, in the Torah brings down two shitas, it looks like. We won't go into the way the Beis Yosef interprets it. In the Torah, there's basically two shitas. One is that let it go, even if it's a bad mistake, and the other is jump on the guy, even if it's a very small mistake. So the Ramah comes along in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Mem Beis. Actually, the Torah is also in Kuf Mem Beis. The Ramah comes along in Kuf Mem Beis and sort of compromises, and the Ramah sets up the halacha that you correct the Balkari for a major mistake, and you don't correct him for a minor mistake. You yell at him afterwards privately that he didn't prepare properly. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah doesn't say privately, but that's how the Achronim interpret the Ramah, that you do it privately, because there's no point in being Mavayashim if you just, you go airbow, you yell at him for not preparing properly. But and the Achronim explain, you do that privately. But for major mistakes, you correct them then. Now the question becomes, what's a major mistake and what's not a major mistake? So we'll go through a couple of mistakes, not today, tomorrow, the next day. I hope you won't yell at me if I make a mistake. And I will say one mistake now that people don't realize. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mistake that you make him go back for. And it's not so easy to cop because most people don't know trup. But if the Mishores, and if the trup that where you're supposed to pause, it's not rare that it will change the meaning. That will change the meaning of a pasuk, and if he makes a mistake there, which is the Mishores and which is the Eved, the Melech and Mishores, so it changes the meaning. Let me give you a simple example, very simple pasuk. Common pasuk, but you never thought about it. You never realized it. Maybe you mispronounce it yourself when you're daven. It says by a karbonos, for example, "Va'asisa malo lo'ech nicholach l'Hashem par ben bokor echad." Okay, ayel echad. Okay, kvosim b'nei shana shiva t'mimim. They should be without a mum. Now the word shiva has a tipcha, which means you pause, because the word t'mimim goes on all the karbonos, the par and the ayel and the kvosim. So it's par ben bokor echad, ayel echad, kvosim b'nei shana shiva t'mimim. T'mimim goes on everything. But if you read it shiva t'mimim, you're saying that it's only the seven kvosim that have to be t'mimim, and that's a wrong meaning. And you have to stop the balkari. The balkari has to repeat the pasuk for such a mistake. There are others. Mikdash Hashem konanu yadecha. Rashi brings a raya from the trop that it's not Mikdash Hashem, but it's Mikdash that Hashem konanu yodecha. And the Kohena, there are other such things. So when it's not a mistake in the word, and it's a mistake in the trop, but it's a mistake in the trop that changes the meaning of the pasuk, and therefore you have to go back to that. That's called a major error. We'll see other major errors in the days to come, and then we'll see some minor errors where you're not supposed to stop him, and it would be wrong, really, to stop him, the Echorinim point out, because then you mavayish him for no reason if he doesn't have to go back. So it's a very delicate thing when to make him repeat it and when to let him just go on.